Welcome to the Christmas Joy Podcast. It's 23 days until Christmas Day. Hey everyone, I'm Chris Ann Blair, Christmas coach and founder of ChristmasOrganizing.com, and I'm here to share with you tips and ideas to help you calm the Christmas chaos by creating a Christmas plan. Without a plan at Christmas, you can easily get overwhelmed, overspend, overcommit, leave Christ out of Christmas, and more. Don't let the chaos lead to Christmas stress. You deserve to enjoy the Christmas season. Today, I want to share with you about how Christmas organizing began and why I continue to guide people on a journey to take their Christmas from stressed to blessed. In 1998, my Christmas was so chaotic and not enjoyable because I failed to follow simple planning strategies that were taught to me by my mother. We all know that on social media, life is not always what it seems, and that was true for my family through our pictures from Christmas in 1998. If you look at my pictures, you see a one-year-old and a three-year-old enjoying opening gifts in front of a wonderfully decorated Christmas tree. Well, as Paul Harvey would say, here's the rest of the story. What you do not see in the pictures is the only part of the tree that was decorated, the part that would show in the pictures with the children sitting in front of it. While the tree was up weeks before Christmas Eve, it was not decorated. I felt myself pulled in so many different directions. I just did not get around to it until late on Christmas Eve. Not only did we not have a decorated tree, we also did not make it to Christmas Eve services at church. So I finished wrapping gifts, and I quickly decorated the bottom part of the tree so the pictures would look good. This was the point I knew something had to change. Calming Christmas chaos was not only my personal goal, but I also wanted to help others who were struggling. On December 30th, 1998, Christmas Organizing began helping families with Christmas planning tips and ideas through email message boards. Today, I continue to help thousands of families each year to have a less stressful Christmas season through the Christmas Organizing website, social media, newsletters, retreats, speaking engagements, etc., and now through this podcast. What I want to share with you today is about the joy of Christmas. I chose the name Christmas Joy for the podcast because it has multiple meanings for me when it comes to Christmas organizing. In the early days of Christmas organizing, I adopted the word joy as an acronym for what I teach and share about with others: journaling, organizing, and yearly planning. While this fits the plan I help others through, I discovered that while we were working through the steps, those who were on this journey with me were finding joy in Christmas again. Dictionary.com defines joy as the emotion of great delight or happiness caused by something exceptionally good or satisfying. While I am still on a journey to help guide others to create a Christmas notebook and plan for Christmas, I want to also help find the joy in Christmas for everyone who desires it. Christmas is not just about a day. It's about the joy that one small baby brought to the entire world. I invite you to come on this journey with me to find Christmas joy, not only on Christmas Day or even the month of December, but every day. Now I want to explore into Christmas joy a little bit more. One of the things that I encourage you to do is to really think about what it is about Christmas that either brings you joy or takes your joy away. When we begin our yearly planning in January, this will be a focus for you, helping you to take your Christmas from stressed to blessed. One thing to remember is that what brings one person joy at Christmas may not be what brings someone else joy. Everyone must decide for themselves what gives them joy at Christmas and work on eliminating things that do not bring them joy without taking joy away from the other person. An example of this is in my own life involves gift giving. I love to give gifts. I work on finding gifts that I think each person will like all year long, something they can use, want, or need. This brings me joy. I had a close family member and his wife announce one year at Thanksgiving that they were no longer going to be exchanging gifts at Christmas and for me not to send them anything. This sucked the joy right out of me. They were taking away something that brought me great joy at Christmas. I do not give gifts to receive gifts, so I was heartbroken when they said I should not send them any gifts. Well, needless to say, I thought about it and very politely said that I did not expect any gifts in return, but I would still be sending gifts and they could do with them what they felt led to if they did not want to keep them. Many of the gifts are personal in nature, and I try to make sure they are items that can be used up and not just something to sit around. I send a couple of gifts each, but mainly fill a stocking with fun, useful things each year for both of them and send some items for their dogs. They are the only gifts they have under the tree each Christmas morning, so I make sure they get there in plenty of time. Keep in mind, when you change how you do things at Christmas, it might impact others' joy. Talk to everyone about the changes you're making and see how they feel and come up with a solution that can still bring everyone Christmas joy. Thank you for joining me today for this episode of the Christmas Joy Podcast. During the month of December, we will be having a podcast each day to help you through what can be a chaotic month. In January, the podcast will be once a week and follow our yearly planning schedule to create a Christmas notebook. I have created over 100 plus forms for Christmas planning. The forms are available to Candy Cane Club members via Patreon at the $2 a month and above level. All Patreon members receive early access to our podcast, ebooks, and more. I invite you to join me as a patron to get first access to planning for Christmas. Your membership allows us to keep the Christmas organizing website free of annoying banner and pop-up ads for as little as $12 a year. Visit ChristmasOrganizing.com for more information, and don't forget to sign up for our free newsletter and join us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. Until next time, wishing everyone a Merry Christmas filled with joy.